Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Friday Follies, everyone. Absurd comments from the lunatic left and their willing accomplices in the mainstream media. Excited to do another Friday Follies with all of you. Let me start with some of the things I've talked about this week, and I have to read some quotes, and I know it's things I did, but it's so insane that we have to address specifically some quotes regarding the Iran scandal and their ransom money payments. And I don't know if I said this exactly yesterday, but here is from the Wall Street Journal. I am quoting the State Department under Obama's administration, the State Department spokesman, John Kirby. Now, we're in the process of giving $1.7 billion to Iran, which is a thug nation, a foreign enemy, a hater of America, a murderer of Americans. This has been going on since Reagan, as I said numerous times, and the hostage scandal from 40 years ago. And the $400 billion that we gave as ransom payment for four American detainees, or let's call them hostages, back in January, is part of $1.7 billion. And this is what the State Department had to say. Quote, as we've made clear, the negotiations over the settlement of an outstanding claim were completely separate from the discussions about returning our American citizens home. Not only were the two negotiations separate, they were conducted by different teams on each side, including, in the case of the Hague claims, by technical experts involved in their negotiations for many years. So he's saying the money we're giving, the $1.7 billion, separate negotiations, has nothing to do with retrieving hostages from Iran. It wasn't a ransom payment. And the reason that's a Friday folly is because my question is this. Why are we negotiating at all over anything with an enemy thug nation, as I keep calling Iran, a terrorist sponsoring organization? There should be no negotiations whatsoever. The administration seems to think that they've weaseled their way out of this by suggesting, well, it's two different negotiations, has nothing to do with paying a ransom payment for hostages. There should be zero negotiations, not over a failed arms deal from decades ago, not over retrieving U.S. citizens, zero negotiations. We do not subsidize terrorists. Do we understand this, folks? We are paying money at the tune of $1.7 billion to Iran, an enemy nation. Never ever should not even one red cent be given to Iran. And no amount of explanations from the Obama administration or his State Department can justify giving any money. We are giving $1.7 billion to Iran. It's incredible. It is mind-blowing. They shouldn't be getting in any currency, Swiss franc or euro or anything else, zero money from us. But that's what Obama and his administration does, subsidizes our enemies. Okay, and I mentioned this yesterday, but I just have to say it again because it was such a brazen comment. Friday Folly from Josh Ernst, White House spokesman, saying this about King Barack. He assured us that he's leaving the White House in January. Except not really. Because again, the quote I mentioned from yesterday, I think what we're planning for right now is a smooth transition, meaning into a new administration. And that's the responsible step that you would expect the commander-in-chief to undertake. Josh Ernst speaking on behalf of Obama, how brazen and presumptuous to suggest that he needs to give an assurance to us that he'll actually leave the White House. Incredible. And you know what I have to say as well? I just remembered, I wanted to mention this on the payments to terrorist nations. Do you realize we've been historically, here's a little history lesson for you. We've been dealing with terrorists and the Arab nations since the beginning of our country. You realize that Thomas Jefferson dealt with these guys back in like 1805 or 1806, kicked their butts, by the way, in a military move. This was the Barbary pirates, and they were attacking our boats in the Mediterranean, just north of Africa, in the early 19th century, you know the Marine hymn, "From the Halls of Montezuma to the Shores of Tripoli." That's, okay, there's a little singing for you. The Shores of Tripoli, that is in the North African coastline where pirates from the Arab nations were attacking our boats. And did Jefferson negotiate with them all the way back then? No. Kicked their butts and got us, or rather secured us, free passage through Mediterranean waters as a sovereign nation. So it's centuries old, this battle between Arab nations and Muslim nations and the West. And now all of a sudden, never before, we are ready to negotiate with these terrorist rogue nations rather than stand against them and defeat them. It's incredible. And meanwhile, Obama is telling us he may or may not leave the White House. It's a thought right now for him, but we'll see what the future holds. This is incredible. This guy is acting like a monarch, and he's out of control. All right, let's go to a Breitbart from July 28th. In the middle of the Democrat convention, here's another Friday folly, Representative Nancy Pelosi, who's the Democrat House Minority Leader, said this about white male voters who are not supporting Hillary and the Democrats in this current election. She said it's because of their views on guns, gays, and God. Listen to this quote. How irreverent. Nancy Pelosi said this from California, obviously, the cesspool of liberalism on the left coast. Quote, "It's about the economy. This is not a cliche, it's a fact. I think that so many times white, non-college educated white males have voted Republican." So non-college educated, for liberal speak, that means stupid and ignorant. That's what that means. She continues, "They voted against their own economic interests because of guns, because of gays, and because of God. The three G's, God being the woman's right to choose." So, like I said, how irreverent. She takes all of middle America, white males, throws them into a giant stereotype and says it's because they are homosexual haters and homophobes. It's because they're consumed with violence and firearms. And, oh, by the way, it's because of their foolish, naive, shallow religion that persecutes women and says that women have to be subjugated slaves and aren't allowed to control their own bodies and therefore can't have abortions. Anti-women's rights. That's the white male voting bloc. How insulting, how degrading, and how godless. How is it that she's saying that the Democrat Party is against guns, against God? She's so casual in saying that, and in favor of sexual deviancy. I mean, this is the Democrat Party platform. This is how they attack normal middle Americans and Christians. That brings us to another Friday folly that's from years ago, but it has to be mentioned. I've talked about it before. Back in 2008, obviously, Democrats and liberals sometimes understand better than Christians how firearms and the Second Amendment right go along with religion and Christianity and the Bible. Back in 2008, this is how Obama denigrated, again, middle Americans and middle class voters and, blue collar workers, people from Western PA in the Midwest. He said this about them. And it's not surprising then that they get bitter. They cling to guns or religion or antipathy to people who aren't like them, or anti-immigrant sentiment or anti-trade sentiment as a way to explain their frustrations. So he's taking all basically freedom-loving Christians, lumping them into the same group and saying they're violent extremists, they're hateful, they hate people who are different, hate immigrants, and hate the rest of the world, and trading with the rest of the world, and they're obsessed with firearms. You know, it's so degrading and demeaning to, as I said, freedom-loving Americans, but it betrays the fact how low of a view liberals have of our Constitution, our Second Amendment rights, all of our freedoms, and our Christian faith as majority America. But again, why do liberals see the connection so well between firearms and faith, and Christians don't? All right, let's go on to another Friday folly. You know, July 23rd, back on Saturday before the Democrat convention, when Tim Kaine of Virginia was announced as Hillary's running mate. Do you realize he gave his acceptance speech in Spanish? What country are we living in? It's unbelievable. He says hello, greets the crowd, and immediately jumps right into Spanish. This is insane. Is this not pandering to a group of citizens that need to learn English and be assimilated into our country? It's America. We speak English. Learn the King's English. He said this, quote, I don't know whether this was in Spanish or translated, but he said this, in our administration, in the first 100 days, we'll put forward a comprehensive immigration reform package that includes a path to citizenship, he shouted. It's reading from Breitbart. By the way, path to citizenship, when you hear liberals in the media say that, that means amnesty for millions of illegals flooding into our country. So there you go, the left pandering to non-legal citizens and the Spanish cohort of voters by speaking in a foreign language in our good and English-speaking, freedom-loving country. It's incredible that they are completely tearing at the fabric of our culture and identity as Americans. But that is what the left does and is consistent with this development in the news that you can find in the Drudge Report, reading from Associated Press, our last Friday folly. After a slow start, this is today or yesterday, it appears increasingly likely that the Obama administration will hit its goal of admitting 10,000 Syrian refugees into the U.S. before the end of September. State Department figures show that 2,340 Syrian refugees arrived last month in the United States. Our nation is being flooded with illegals from nations that hate us and want to destroy us. Flooded with illegals across the border and with Muslims who may or may not be violent enemy combatants who want to destroy our nation from within. We have no idea who these illegals are, but there's the Obama administration. Go ahead and giving them amnesty and bringing them into our country. It's incredible out there, folks. We got to wake up. Hey, we're going on vacation for a couple weeks, so we're going to take some time off, be back at the end of August. Be sure to join us then and keep checking out all of our material on f2tf.org. Sign up for the blog right there on the website, and we'll see you soon. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Liberals are friends with our enemies, and their conduct and speech gives it away constantly. So our response, we're going to hold their feet to the fire.